Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, I'm with Michelle Vermette at the Mohawk Edge meeting, and he's the CEO of America's Floor Source. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here in Colorado with you.
It's good to be with you. Let's run through your background. It's interesting we're at this Mohawk meeting because you spent 24 years of your career
at Mohawk. Working the showroom. Very different, so it's a great experience, so to be with friends.
Like you say, you know everybody. Now, for the last 18 months, you've been the CEO of America's Floor Source, working in partnership with the founder, Jason Goldberg. And our top 100 list puts you right at around $200 million in annual sales. Now, that's our estimate, but we think that's fairly close.
Oh, that is very close, and a little more than that when you include our commercial piece.
Give us just a quick update on the number of stores and your geographical coverage.
So we have 10 stores plus an e-commerce business. So we're in Illinois, we're in Ohio, we're in Indianapolis, just opened in Tennessee and Kentucky. So mostly a Midwest footprint, and we'll continue adding to it over time.
And everybody knows this has been a tough couple of years, especially on the retail side. So take away the incremental growth you've got from adding more stores. How's business in a same-store sales type estimate?
In particular in retail, it's been very good. 8 of our 10 stores are up significantly, some up to 20%. Across the board, the legacy stores are the ones we started the year with, on average are up about 10%. And it's also tied to some of the decisions we made last year on advertising, promotion, adding RSAs, and upgrading our game basically across the board. So it's been a nice year in retail for us.
Now, I know you really well, and I know you're telling me the truth. You're beating the market. The market's been down 10% both last year and this year, and you're telling me you're up 10%. Tell us a little bit more about how you're doing that.
Well, in retail, let's face it, builder's been very challenging. Property management has not been easy. Wholesale's been pretty good. So it's really the strategies we employed. We made the decision 18 months ago, Jason and I, that we want to focus more on retail and build the business. So we've done some things such as upgrading our product mix across the board. So we do much more better and best products. We've updated our websites. We updated our branding. We've made some upgrades in staff also in certain locations to really be more successful. And we actually decluttered our showroom, which is contrary to what most may think. And it created more focus and better partnerships across the board. So it's tied to an overall strategy, and we're pretty optimistic retail will be a very bright spot for America's Floor Source for the years to come.
So if you're in the business and you're a retailer and you don't have an heir, you're an option, especially if you're in the Midwest region, for a potential acquisition. And the refreshing thing about America's Floor Source is that it's not private equity backed, right?
Correct. It's privately owned. Jason owns 100% of the business. We're very focused on the people and the team we have. I would say there's been very much about just bringing our best playbook to them and enabling some capabilities. So every one of our acquisitions, we've brought some methods to be more successful in the marketplace. And it's really helped every one of the ones we've partnered with. And also, let's face it, when you're a lone entrepreneur, a lot of things fall on you. Now they have much broader team across to support and get feedback on. And, two of the three acquisitions made this year, the founders are still there. Their number twos are still there. They're very involved. The other one was ready to retire and move on, but his number two's there. So we've been very lucky to retain talent and grow with them and add capabilities to them.
Jason, probably the best decision you ever made was hiring you, but I just got to compliment you because you're part of why this business is doing so well. Let's go to the big news of the day. You have been named today the Karastan Dealer of the Year. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. We're very excited. This has been a long time coming for America's Floor Source and Jason. And by the way, Jason's been a great partner to work with. We are having a great time together building this business. But the credit goes to our RSAs, our operations team, our customer service team, because let's face it, they're the ones winning day-to-day with our customers and taking care of them and doing a wonderful job. But it's great to see the recognition, the partnership from Mohawk. When we made the decision to focus on better goods overall, Karastan was one of the first groups that prioritized in partnering with us. There's extremely responsive. And I would say, to be critical ourselves, we were not using all the assets they brought to the table. And we re-engaged. We had some very honest and candid conversation with everybody. And it really has been part of that success and that growth we've had this year, because it doesn't happen without having both strong partnerships from the manufacturers and the retailer and having high-level engagement. And I got to get special kudos to their team in the field, the people that call on us every day. They've been tremendous to work with. We have some difficult conversation at times, but we have a lot more positive. And, you know, this is a one to celebrate together with them.
How about you, Michelle? I mean, you made a decision to go upper end, okay, in a time where that's where most of the velocity's been. So that was a pretty good decision, wasn't it?
Well, we were optimistic. We knew that 2024 was going to be a challenging year. People that usually continue buying are the ones that have the funds and the ability to do so. So doing some of the choices we made to double down on some of the higher end providers, training our team, making sure we offer that expertise. You know, our RSAs do a great job offering design capabilities, providing a solution that is worry-free, and that's across all our brands, JP, Lewis, America's Floor Source. They do a great job, and I think it suits us well. It fits with our personality of service execution for them.
What do you look for when you pick partners like Mohawk?
Well, I think first of all, it's having the conversations, right? It's, can we talk to each other openly and candidly? We share very openly what we're doing. We just shared this morning with them our marketing plans for the next 13 months and how they can plug in and contribute. For our key partners, we're going to do that, and they're very responsive. They have their own ideas and their own strategies where they can contribute. There's things that we don't think about, and they are very creative to say, hey, this would be great where we can complement each other and create win-wins, right? And I think having those discussions now for all the way through, you know, first quarter 26 is very helpful, and then we can create some pretty special opportunities for each other.
Who drives those strategic meetings? That's pretty sharp.
Well, it starts with the leadership on both sides, right? So we start there. We bring the leadership of both teams together, you know, marketing, merchandising, procurement. On their side, definitely their product management team, their sales team, their marketing team. And we brainstorm together, where can we fit and complement each other and win in the marketplace? I think sometimes we're too focused on that 10 cent on that LVT or WPC and others, which is important, don't get me wrong. But very much the more important decisions is, how do we go to market, and how do we win, and how do we please our joint customer, which is the consumer ultimately. So it's a different type of conversation, and we're working hard at it, and we're candid with each other. Some things work and some things don't work. So,
last question. What have you seen at this meeting, just real quickly, and let's keep it focused on Karastan, that's going to help you grow your business?
Well, let's start with the Karastan Black Label. Great products, great looking. That will fit very well what we're doing. That will probably give a higher elevated presence to Karastan overall on the carpet side. But I would say some of the hard surface that they have, the WPC in particular, great visual. That mixed length product they have, I think, will be a home run. Some of the hardwoods are also very interesting. And we're doing really well with their laminate. So great visuals, and I think the accessories they're putting in to make sure that you can complete the project when you do a higher-end project, make sure that the stairs are an exact match, not a coordination, I think will be a win-win overall. And it just provides a better outcome for the consumer.
All right, this is really the last question. Who's going to win the UT Knoxville OSU game this weekend?
Well, is there even a question, Kent? It's going to be Ohio State all the way. There's going to, I know you're a Tennessee fan, but you're coming to Columbus, so I'm very hopeful that we're going to get it done.
You might win because it's going to be 20 degrees. But Michelle, it's so good to talk to you, and congratulations again on being the Karastan Retailer of the Year. Again, been talking to Michelle Vermette, the CEO of America's Floor Source, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.
Go Bucks!